This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials say four people are dead and 159 are unaccounted for after the partial collapse of a beachside building in Florida. Miami-Dade's mayor noted Friday rescue officials were still searching for survivors. She says there's still hope of finding people alive in the rubble. A fire official says rescue operations continued throughout the night and that 130 firefighters are working at the site. Crews are using dogs and microphones as they sift through the wreckage. Miami-Dade's police director says authorities are working with the medical examiner's office to identify the four victims. The United States on Friday piled pressure onto the Polish government to scrap a bill that critics say will make it harder for Jews to recover property seized by Poland's Nazi occupiers during World War II and then kept by post-war communist rulers. Poland's lower house of parliament Thursday passed a draft bill introducing a statute of limitations on claims for the restitution of property, drawing a furious response from Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid, who labeled it a disgrace. Poland was home to one of the world's biggest Jewish communities until it was almost entirely wiped out by Nazi Germany during the wartime occupation. Jewish former property owners and their descendants have been campaigning for compensation from Poland since the fall of communism in 1989. The bill would implement a ruling that there should be a deadline after which faulty administrative decisions can no longer be challenged. The law sets this deadline at 30-year. Critics say the bill would prevent some claims from restitution or compensation for property unlawfully taken by Nazi Germany and subsequently seized by communist Poland. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia is facing a surge in COVID-19 cases that authorities blame on the highly infectious Delta variant and slow progress in vaccinating people, with deaths linked to the virus hitting a new record in Moscow on Friday. Officials have scrambled to compel people to get inoculated with slow demand for the vaccine, even as since cases spike this month. A government official says 21 million people have been vaccinated out of just 144 million population. The government coronavirus task force reports more than 20,000 new COVID-19 cases in 24 hours, the most confirmed in a single day since January 24th. The Kremlin said on Friday, rising demand and storage difficulties were responsible for vaccine shortages, which would be resolved in the coming days. European Union leaders on Friday rejected a France and German proposal to hold a summit with Russia after Poland and Baltic countries said it would send the wrong message. Following U.S. President Joe Biden's meeting Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva on June 16th, French President Emmanuel Macron said a first EU summit with Putin since January 2014 would be, quote, a dialogue to defend our interests, with backing from Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi. But late-night talks between the EU's 27 leaders failed to secure an agreement, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said. France and Germany want to be able to work with Russia on combating climate change and find ways to stabilize relations. 15 UN peacekeepers, including several from Germany, were wounded in northern Mali on Friday in an attack on their camp involving a vehicle-borne explosive, the UN mission in Mali and the German military said. The attack targeted a temporary base set up by the peacekeepers near what Islamist insurgents link to Al-Qaeda and Islamic states. The wounded were being evacuated, the UN mission said in a post on Twitter. Several German soldiers were among those wounded, according to a spokesman from the German military. The UN mission in Mali has deployed over 13,000 soldiers to contain violence by armed groups in the north and center of the West African nation. It has recorded about 230 fatalities since 2013, making it the deadliest of the UN's more than one dozen peacekeeping missions. And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Friday Washington was assessing whether the Taliban was serious about ending the conflict in Afghanistan, and that trying to take back the country by force was not consistent with peace efforts. Blinken is visiting Paris, acknowledged attacks on Afghan security forces were increasing before planned talks in Washington between President Joe Biden and Afghan President Ashraf Ghani later Friday. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.